Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And we are picking out a couple of albums from the year that we both loved, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the music stories of 2024 in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, our friend Ian Scherer, CBS News tech expert. We love Ian. Frank Cusimano coming up later this hour. Right now, let's talk movies with Paul Hall. Mufasa, the big opening.
Long before they became legends, Mufasa and the prince who would come to be known as Scar became brothers.
Sometimes I get a scent. It's barely a trace on the wind. And it smells like home. Then it's gone.
Ah, Paul, Mufasa, Mufasa, Mufasa. Tell me this is good, because I am interested as a Lion King fan. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. I'll tell you what, I don't know how I can come on at this point. Alexa has really ruined it for me. There's no way I can be as good as she is. So, you know,
she's
maybe
been pretty strong.
She can tell you more about it.
Yeah, she's been pretty strong. But you haven't seen Mufasa yet, have you?
You know, I slacked off this week. I actually went to a movie for myself this week, and I caught up with some stuff that I may have missed thanks to Miss Jane there. And
thank you.
So definitely, but this week the big one is Mufasa, and you've got voices of people that you know. Even if you don't know them by face, you know them by name, even down to Blue Ivy Carter as well as Beyonce show up here. So it's a family affair to a degree there. It's doing pretty decent off the gate here, getting folks out to the theater. But I don't know if this is going to hold its, hold the candle to what we saw animated wise. But definitely looks like a fun excursion for the most part. Between that and Sonic 3, I mean, You're going to have a lot of the teens and kids in theaters.
Well, let's talk Sonic 3 here.
Sonic, you finally found your family.
Try to keep up.
I know it hasn't always been easy. But you didn't change who you are in here.
Yeah.
There's been a high-level security breach. We need Team Sonic's immediate assistance. Project Shadow.
So this is an interesting franchise to me, because I had no expectations going in that first film a few years ago. And I'm so dumb I didn't realize it was based on a video game and all that. Jane, did you ever see the first Sonic?
I did not.
So
but I heard it was
the
very
first
good.
One, Paul, I thought was excellent. Now the sequel
Absolutely.
Wasn't. The sequel wasn't that great. It was very, very average, and that happens with sophomore, movies. Have you seen this one or not?
I haven't. And the thing about it is, we've got a great cast together, including Idris Elba playing Knuckles. Keanu Reeves is here. James Marsden's back, and awesome. Jim Carrey, of course, as Dr. Robotnik. I played Sonic a lot as a young teen. And this brings a lot of the fun of gaming with this from years ago to a new generation of kids.
Well, I really did like the first one, so I'm looking forward and seeing if this one might hold up. Let's talk about a couple things that are streaming right now. And I just have to mention this. And it's so bad. It really is. But I still watched it, and I can't even tell people not to watch it, because if you're looking for something that's just going to let you tune out your brain, you talked about it last week. It's Carry On with Jason Bateman. And it's just so dumb. Jane, have you watched it?
My daughter loved it.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
It's bad. But it is, it is what it is. And that's another one where, just because it's set around the holidays, they're going to call it a Christmas music. They have a little Christmas music in it, right, Paul? And it's set at Christmas.
Christmas.
Other than that, there's nothing about it that says Christmas.
Oh, it's a Christmas movie. Die Hard's a Christmas movie. Hans Gruber belonged number one on that villains list.
Wow,
there's no question.
You
see him falling from the Nakatomi Plaza? Come on.
That is epic.
Did you want to weigh in on this one here, Alexa?
Not for that, but for Sonic.
Yeah.
Me and my dad started watching the show. We got to like episode 5, and then we completely forgot about it.
That's right. They did do a show on that too.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
We weren't as big of fans of that. But I didn't think Carry On was, it was terrible. But people
watch
terrible
it.
Movies. And last week we watched Red One. I think we talked about that on Friday. A lot of people have seen that now because it's on Amazon.
I need to see that.
It's okay.
It's
fine.
I don't have to rush.
No, but
good.
it's a good little movie to have on.
To distract.
To distract and entertain. Anything else that you would mention this weekend, Paul?
Hey, I'll tell you, the one that's coming, I believe it actually officially opens Christmas Day, The Fire Inside. I got a chance to see that this week. We'll give you a little sneak peek. It's the story of former boxer Clarissa Shields. She came out of Flint. She had drive to get to the Olympics, and it's definitely in a lot of the awards conversation, Mark. We talked about it a little bit when it comes to Brian Tyree Henry's performance as her coach, Jason Crutchfield. This is something that's going to actually open in theaters everywhere on Christmas Day against some of the other titles. And quite frankly, it's an inspirational movie. I think the movie was a little bit lacking in some areas, but I'll tell you what, it's a story that is great for this time of year because it's an inspiring story of that drive, that motivation. No matter where you come from, you can become something. And Clarissa Shields definitely became something with her life, despite coming from some really bad circumstances in Flint, Michigan. First woman to win a gold medal for the Americans in boxing back in the day. Maybe I gave you a little too much there, but it's a true story. It's based on a true story. So it's fabulous.
Speaking of true stories, and I'm going to watch it this weekend. I haven't seen it yet. It opens up on Christmas Day. It's called The Complete Unknown. It's the Dylan movie. You know, it's weird for me because I'm a huge Springsteen guy. I'm not a big Dylan guy. I have appreciation for everything that he did as a folk singer.
This is really good.
Yeah, but, you know, I do like Timothy Chalamet. And then we always like to mention here, because we have personal connection, Norbert Leo Bust plays a role in this movie, too. Pretty big role as the mentor of Bob Dylan. So a little local connection. His brother Steve is on the round table on a regular basis. That's one of the big Christmas openings. Look, I think the box office is going to do quite well this week. There's a lot of things for people to see.
Yeah, there is. And my advice to everyone, if you're going out to a movie Christmas Day, it's a busy day in theaters if you've never been there, because a lot of people finish their Christmas celebrations and head to the movies. Book your tickets in advance to make sure you have a seat there, or you may walk up and be disappointed. There's a lot of stuff out there even on streaming right now, though. I went back to Jane's pick last week of The Kings of Tupelo, and I did plug through the entire series. Had you finished it, Jane?
I haven't finished it, but it's awesome.
Remind me which one that is.
That's about...
It's weird.
It's weird, but it's awesome. It's about this weird guy who's from Tupelo and how this Elvis impersonator is connected with an attempt on the president's life. It's
remember back to the whole the white
ricin,
powder in the envelope.
Ricin, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Attack. Mm-hmm. This is around focusing around that, and it's based on actually a true story.
Oh,
which
I didn't know that.
It is harder, a true story. Yeah,
yeah. It's harder than anything to believe that is based around that story. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It is.
I will say this, and I'm not done with it, Paul, but you've spoken of it, I think, highly. I did start watching on Max the Christopher Reeve documentary, and that's quite good. I'm halfway through it, so I would recommend that for sure. Yeah, what a story. Yeah. I mean, there's things about that you just won't remember. You know, he came out of nowhere, and those movies were so big. I mean, just unbelievable. When you hear I can't do it off the top of my head, but the box office numbers are just staggering, you know, especially if you put it into today's terms, right?
And he's a professionally trained actor. This is not a guy who walked into this action blockbuster and became, you know, a super movie star. He was trained theatrically and in theater. And so this was one that kind of separated his family as time went on, because his dad thought this was not a gig for someone who's a paying a trained thespian, shall we say. So I'll tell you what, there's a new documentary series as you're getting ready for football on Netflix this week. Netflix launched Aaron Rodgers Enigma. This is a three-part docu-series about Rodgers, and it takes you into places that you haven't seen yet, including his whole ayahuasca trips to Costa Rica. You get a little bit more knowledge about who Rodgers is, and tell you what, he's a very interesting guy. He admits, of course, in here that RFK Jr. wanted him and asked him to be vice president. He does say that on camera in this, and run with him.
Jane reacted to that. That was something that had come out as like kind of a rumor a while back, right?
He comes out, and he comes in this docuseries. You will get him saying to the camera, you know, JFK asked me to, and he just, you know, he didn't know what to say and kind of backed away, didn't know what he wanted to do with his life. I can't say I like Aaron Rodgers any more than I do after seeing this. It humanizes him. It shows him as a man who was caught in the middle of celebrity and everything, and just tried to kind of express himself different than people. And sometimes we're different. We don't all come together with the same opinions and the same backgrounds and the same knowledge. Rogers actually comes off quite well in this. Enigma is three parts, about 3 hours in total. So it's about an hour apart.
Well, look, I'm a fan.
Through his series.
I love him.
He's
because
weird.
I'm a fan. He is weird, but I think he's also, some of the weirdness is misrepresented. So maybe they can clear that up in the documentary. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleComedy.com.
You have a great Christmas.
Merry
and
Christmas,
congratulations
Paul.
To your Bolts last night. And thank God that field goal kicker got that free kick because that gave me some points in my fantasy league and I'm in the semifinals. So I appreciate that.
I may have won a wager on that. So
there you go.
Free kick got Dicker over the kicker over the top.
That was a crazy thing. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk about that with Frank. Jane, did you see that? The free kick last night?
No.
Hadn't happened since the mid 70s. We'll get into
That's
it next.
Awesome.
Get more at 971talk.com.